Secretary of State Colin Powell confirmed today that North Korea has offered to end its nuclear weapons and missile programs. The offer came in talks last week. But Powell added that any deal would involve serious trade-offs. And as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, some more hardline members of the Bush administration are skeptical about the prospects for any new deal.
The North Korean crisis is one of the most dramatic examples of the split in the Bush administration's foreign policy team. Last week, administration officials said that North Korea used the meetings in Beijing to issue a warning to Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly. One official, speaking privately, quoted the North Koreans as saying, "We have nuclear weapons. Whether we test them depends on you." Today, Powell denied this.
They never used the word test. They said that it is the kind of capability that one can display in one way or another. And we're taking all of this seriousness. And now that Assistant Secretary Kelly is back, we'll be spending quite a bit of time going over his notes and his impressions on what he heard.
Powell says the North Koreans put forward a plan that would, as he put it, ultimately deal with their nuclear capability and their missile activities.
They, of course, expect something considerable in return. And so we are studying that plan.
But another senior administration official already dismissed the plan, saying the North Koreans want diplomatic recognition, a non-aggression pact, and fuel, among other things. The official who asked not to be named said when Powell told President Bush of the North Korean proposal, President Bush asked whether the North Koreans offered anything more than they did to President Clinton. Powell reportedly said no, and that was the end of the conversation. Robert Einhorn, a Clinton administration official, now with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, is not surprised to hear the latest spin on the Beijing meetings.
Different parts of the administration are drawing different conclusions from last week, and I think the conclusions they're drawing are fairly predictable.
Einhorn says those who oppose talks argue last week's meeting in Beijing proved there's no point negotiating with the North Koreans. Still, Donald Oberdorfer of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies has some optimism that the more moderate members of the administration will win Bush's ear.
Even if you don't believe that further negotiations are going to get very far, it's almost vital to show the world that you're trying to negotiate and not going automatically to some kind of muscular or military-style solutions.
The internal Bush administration debate, though, is likely to be tense. In one sign of the deep divide, there were reports over the weekend that North Korea told the State Department in March that it was already reprocessing spent fuel rods, but that the State Department withheld the information from other administration officials so as not to scuttle the Beijing talks. Powell firmly rejected this today.
That's nonsense. Over a period of time, the North Koreans have made different statements about reprocessing and whether they are or are not reprocessing. And we always examine those statements and we try to determine the validity of those statements.
And as Powell points out, U.S. intelligence has not confirmed that North Korea has reprocessed the spent fuel rods, which could yield material for nuclear bombs. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.